Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales data for the week ending December 7th. The numbers look like this. Wheat, 17.3 million bushels. Corn, 55.1 million. Soybeans, 33.2 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of Ag Review. Cash hog prices across the Midwest today are called mostly steady on ideas that buying interest from plants planning weekend operations may be strong enough to put a floor under the market the balance of the week. Terminals are called steady to lower, tops from $37.50 to $39.50. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 lower today with a top price of $37.50. The Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, December 13th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,287 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $50 to $60, a weighted average $58.25, a loss of $1.02 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $40.06 to $47.88, the weighted average $45.06. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 13,013. The base price range is $49.25 to $60.50, the weighted average $56.70, a loss of $1.35 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $38.04 to $46.20, and the weighted average was $42.96.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. First off, we're going to start out in South Africa, where drought has become severe in the western and some northern portions of the nation. Once again, the western two-thirds of Free State and much of the northwest are in the worst shape. No precipitation fell in any of the crop areas yesterday, and temperatures warmed into the 80s. Much hotter weather was noted west of the summer crop country, and it is expected to shift eastward over the next 5 days. And with the outlook for hot, dry weather over the next several days, the majority of crop areas, showers will be needed, and it does look like some showers will develop next week. And they do favor the eastern and southern portion of the nation's summer crop region once again. The southeast already has favorable soil conditions, and precipitation will help maintain good to excellent crop conditions, but very little, if any, relief will come to the dryness in the western and northern portions of South Africa. And in South America, weather is generally favorable for the conditions there. Rain was reported yesterday in just over half of Brazil's summer grain and oilseed production areas. Most of the precipitation fell from Mato Grosso to Minas Gerais. Rainfall mostly under 3/4 of an inch, however, in central Goya and in a couple of central Minas Gerais locations, reports of 1 to 2 inches were found. A few showers did occur in the Rio Grande do Sul, with up to just over an inch of rain falling there. And southern Brazil, most of southern Brazil was dry. High temperatures, upper 70s, lower 80s in the east, and upper 80s and lower 90s in the west. Rain will fall across most of Brazil at one time or another throughout the next 2 weeks. Timely relief from dryness in the south is expected, especially next week, but some showers will occur today and early tomorrow. Meanwhile, some areas in the north that are considered too wet will actually get an opportunity for drier conditions over the next week. In Argentina, again, about half of the nation's crop area did see some precipitation, and it does look like they will see close to 70% coverage by the time the sun sets tonight. Rain totals through midnight ranged up to around a half inch in most areas, with a few areas in central Buenos Aires receiving an inch and a third. Most of the rain was reported in central and southern portions of the grain and oilseed country. Rain is expected to fall periodically over the next 10 days, Most of the precipitation light to moderate intensity and will alternate with periods of dry and warm weather to provide nearly perfect environment for crop development. Precipitation might slow their late season planting of coarse grain and oil seeds, but no serious threat would likely come to production. Winter wheat, again, looking like the only crop that may be adversely affected by the periodic rain. But again, it doesn't look like that will be a very big deal. Now, on the U.S. soil, mostly dry weather returned to the Midwest yesterday. A few showers and drizzle noted in western areas early this morning. And there is a little band of rain pushing across mainly the northern sections into the western Great Lakes. But amounts are going to be very, very limited. The showers will continue to push off to the east. Unseasonably warm weather predicted for much of the Midwest through the weekend and into early next week. Highs will continue in the 30s and 40s north and 50s and 60s south. It does look like cooling is expected next week. And along with that cooling will be a rainmaker that could bring some moderate to heavy precipitation over the Midwest. Light precipitation will move into the Midwest today and early tomorrow. Another small but fast-moving set of showers expected over the weekend. Moisture totals not great, but that larger storm system expected in the southern plains early next week could become a significant storm system as it moves through the Delta, lower Midwest, picking up some Gulf moisture before accelerating off to the northeast. Rain and snow will accompany the event next week, but the greatest precipitation will be, most of the precipitation will be in the form of rain, and in southeastern parts of the Midwest, northwestern areas may not see as much precipitation. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5:10, up 1 1/4. Last trade down 1 3/4. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, December wheat opened at 4.72 1/2, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. March 4.89, up 1/2. Last trade down 1 1/2. May 4.97, down 1/4. Last trade down 2. July 4.85 1/4, down 1/2. Last trade down 3. December corn opened at 3.54, down 1/2. Last trade down 2 1/4. March 3.68, down 1/4. Last trade down 3/4. July 3.80 3/4, unchanged. Last trade down 1. December 3.50 1/2, unchanged. Last trade up 1/2. January beans opened at 6.60 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 2. March 6.75 3/4, down 1/4. Last trade down 1 3/4. July 6.99, down 1/4. Last trade down 1/2. November 7.17, down 3/4. Last trade down 3/4. December soybean meal opened at 186.70, up 20. Last trade up 20. December soybean oil opened at 28.14, down 20. Last trade down 20. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales for, well, all across the board actually pretty good, but then again, the trade was looking for some pretty good numbers.
Yeah, the trade was looking for some good numbers. I think maybe the corn was a little on the higher than expected side, and probably both the bean products were too. Corn export bookings came in at 55 million bushel. There was a really wide expected range for those exports, so this was on the high side of things. Again, it showed good Asian demand, and I think that's reflective of a weaker dollar as well as maybe a little slip in the board price. We'll be steady to a penny lower there. The pipeline is full of corn right now. Basis, weaker basis is reflecting that. And the December corn expires at noon, all factors, I think, that are going to keep the market a little on edge, maybe a little weak.
And as you say, the soybean export's pretty good, but the NOPA crush a little less than expected.
Yeah, the NOPA crush came in at 148.2 million bushel. The trade was looking for something around 151 million. This is for the month of November. We'll be down a penny or two there. Export bookings came in 33.2 million bushel on the high side of things. The thing that I thought was really outstanding is bean oil exports bookings there were about twice what the trade expected. Meal was also strong. So we'll find a little support, but still, a penny or two weaker, I think, on the opening.
Wheat export sales at 17.3 million bushels, a good solid week, but we need more of the same.
Yeah, we sure do. When you look at the cumulative exports coming in at 578 million bushel, versus 700 million bushel a year ago, we're still going to see some pressure on this wheat. The dry, warm weather over the southern plains is kind of keeping a floor under wheat for right now. We'll be down a penny at the opening.
What about over at the Merck today?
At the Merck, I think we'll see a little stronger cattle market. I would expect that we'll see cash steady with some early week business. That's still going to be a buck lower than last week. The Swift plants are back online. There were six of those that had an immigration raid against them. Farmer beef cutouts will be steady, 30 higher there. On the hogs, we'll probably be mixed, down 10, up 30 type of trade. December hogs go off the board. It's at a $2 discount to the Feb's. How that gets reconciled this morning will be interesting.
Yes, it will. Thank you so much, Ellen. Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Moorton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.